WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. You can go to NJ1015.com this weekend for the very latest on two very big lottery jackpots in the state and across the nation. It's almost trick-or-treating time. The number of kids randomly going door-to-door has been dropping as towns and parents organize their own events like trunk-or-treat or block parties. Concerns about safety have been driving the drop on traditional trick-or-treating. To help you keep your kids safe, we publish a new map every year of known sex offenders in every New Jersey town. That is available right now at NJ1015.com. A new report finds in Colorado and three other states that recently made recreational pot legal, crashes rose by about 6%. Russ Rader of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the message to states like New Jersey is very clear.
They need to consider the traffic safety implications of legalizing marijuana.
He adds it's too soon to tell whether everyone will pay higher car insurance rates in states that legalize pot and see accident rates rise. A dangerous and drug-resistant strain of salmonella has been found in New Jersey, and health officials are not sure of its direct source. It has been traced to raw chicken and sickened 92 in 29 states, including 9 in New Jersey. The virus has been found in pet food, raw chicken products, and live chickens in samples gathered from multiple locations. The best advice from the CDC is to wash your hands and wipe down any surface that comes in contact with raw chicken, and make sure any chicken is cooked to at least 165 degrees. Another measles alert in New Jersey. Health officials are warning an international traveler with the measles may have exposed people at a Bergen County gym. The traveler from Israel spent most of his time in New York after arriving at Newark Airport, but was confirmed to have been at the Lifetime Gym in Montvale October 5th. Two generations have grown up without having to fear the crippling disease polio. The last known natural occurrence was in 1972. But a rare polio-like illness that has no vaccine or treatment is showing an alarming spike in New Jersey and elsewhere. It is called acute flaccid myelitis, and the CDC knows little about its origins. Hudson County Prosecutor Esther Suarez says any implication she interfered in the investigation of a former Governor Murphy staffer accused of rape is offensive and irresponsible. Suarez has faced criticism because she failed to bring charges against Al Alvarez after a campaign volunteer said he raped her. The state attorney general has ordered a second look at the case by the Middlesex County prosecutor. State lawmakers have announced hearings into the hiring practices of the Murphy administration after this and other hiring scandals broke in recent days. The second woman to come forward to accuse Al Alvarez of sexual assault says she stayed silent because she did not want a drunken night to ruin his life. That accusation dates back to 1999, when the woman claims she and Alvarez had both been drinking at a party with Rutgers Law Review staff members when Alvarez followed her into a room, closed the door, and pushed her against the wall. He only relented, she says, when another man opened the door. His brutal beating was quickly categorized a racially motivated hate crime, and despite hopes he'd emerge from a vegetative state, he never recovered. Freelance photographer Jerry Wolkowitz has died following a May 1st attack in Monmouth County. The suspect is still in custody. A new Who Pays analysis finds middle-class families in Jersey wind up paying more in taxes as a percent of their income compared to the state's richest residents.
Gordon McInnes of New Jersey Policy Perspective says to correct this tax imbalance, Jersey should increase the sales tax, bring back the estate tax, and increase taxes for millionaires.
We could triple practically the amount of money that increase will bring in and move it from $250 million to closer to $700 million.
When asked if raising taxes on rich people would encourage them to flee the state, he said that conclusion is not documented by the facts. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
By yet another metric, NJ Transit remains one of the worst railroads in the nation when it comes to breakdowns and cancellations. Only Boston's trains were worse, and then just barely. They had two more breakdowns than NJT last year. NJ Transit's challenges in meeting a year-end deadline to install a mandatory safety system called Positive Train Control are so severe that its director was recently called before Congress for a hearing focused on what will come next if that doesn't happen.
NJ Transit Executive Director Kevin Corbett told the U.S. Senate's Transportation Committee there's been significant progress and that the necessary installation training will be done in time to get a two-year extension for making the system fully operational.
Failure to meet our required number by December 31st is simply not an option.
Federal Railroad and administration leader Ronald Baturi says he couldn't ban NJ Transit from operating even if it fails to make the deadline, but would fine it heavily at the daily equivalent of close to $10 million a year.
It's hard for me to rationalize anything less than the maximum fine, which is roughly about $27,000 a day.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
When you're diagnosed with breast cancer, medical support is an obvious must, but as we learned during New Jersey 101.5's Town Hall event Tuesday night, emotional support can be nearly as important for some people who feel lost and alone.
In remission from breast cancer for about a year, Marianne from Pompton Plains doesn't think she could have made it through her journey so far without the support of others.
I mean, it's people that I don't even know that, you know, have heard about it, will say, I pray for you every night.
Now she's dealing with the anxiety of waiting for her scans next month to see if the cancer has returned. Jill Kaplan with Cancer Support Community Central New Jersey says people are afraid to ask, why me? They shouldn't be. They feel if they cry, they're not strong, and that's not true.
It truly is so important to have a cancer patient's feelings validated and supported.
In Trenton, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
You can get a full replay of the town hall at nj1015.com or on our YouTube channel. An autopsy on the body of a little girl whose body was found along the train tracks in Jersey City shows she died from a cocaine overdose. The 23-month-old had been stuffed in a pink suitcase and dumped along the tracks. It's the latest sadness in a case that started with a girl's abduction by her father in Virginia. He was later arrested in Puerto Rico, and it's possible the girl was killed there and the body transported back to New Jersey for disposal. A woman in Jackson is facing multiple serious charges for drunk driving a child to school. Staffers at the McAuliffe Middle School called police to report it, and officers found the woman in the parking lot and arrested her. Aside from DWI, she is facing abuse, cruelty, and neglect charges. It's not clear what her relationship is to the child. Two New Jersey Sears stores and a Kmart are among the closures announced as the company declares bankruptcy. The Sears on Route 35 and in Deptford will close. The Kmart on Delsey Drive in Glassboro will also close. Liquidation sales are planned. The closings nationwide may not be enough to save the iconic Sears brand. Seton Hall officials are warning students to be nice to each other after a series of incidents involving future priests. On multiple occasions, some students have been shouting obscenities at seminarians who attend classes on the main campus. It is continued fallout from the sexual abuse scandal that has rocked the church worldwide. New Jersey takes a step toward making the Garden State the first in the nation to require that pet groomers be licensed. Assemblywoman Valerie Venery Huddle says it's time for New Jersey to put pets before profits.
By ensuring that our state's pet groomers are properly trained and licensed, hopefully we can avoid some of these tragic incidents that have been happening.
The legislation was originally crafted years ago in response to the unexpected death of a Shih Tzu at a big box pet salon in 2011. Are you tired at work? You're not alone. A new survey from Accountemps finds that 74% of workers say they are exhausted on the job every day, and only 2% say they are not.
Workers may not be getting the recommended number of hours of sleep each night, says Metro Market Manager Dora Onishak.
We're staying up late. We're juggling family responsibilities. We could potentially be worried about work, so our brain is working instead of being tired and going to sleep.
She says if you're tired, it's going to affect your job performance.
It can lead to a lack of focus. It can lead to procrastination, making mistakes. People who are tired typically tend to have a poorer attitude that can contribute to a negative work environment.
To reduce sleepiness, Onishak recommends setting clear goals to meet deadlines, getting fresh air by going for walks, eating healthier, and hydrating. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stricter criminal penalties for hazing are becoming law under a measure that's gained approval in Pennsylvania. The legislation is named after a New Jersey student who consumed a dangerous amount of alcohol and suffered a series of lethal falls at a fraternity party nearly 2 years ago. It now makes the most severe forms of hazing a felony. 19-year-old Tim Piazza died in February 2017 after a night of drinking and hazing at now-closed Beta Theta Pi. What the heck would you buy at McDonald's for $1,200? Hackettstown police say a man called the chain's location there, claiming to be from corporate, demanding a worker open the restaurant safe and use the cash to buy gift cards. It was a scam. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. I'm Patrick Lavery. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join Eric Scott Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy. Hey there, welcome to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And I'm trafficologist Bob Williams with your traffic and weather weekend outlook for the weekend of October 19th to the 21st. Dan, first of all, weather got really cold over the last couple of days. Is that going to continue into the weekend?
We're warming up a little bit, but the chilly weather comes back again. This was really unseasonable. Our first frost and freeze of the season, widespread Friday morning, and it was pretty cold out there. I mean, we had 20s, that is near record lows. So we start the weekend with a bit of a warm-up, but also with some wet weather to talk about. For Friday night, some showers passing through New Jersey. It's not going to be nearly as cool because of the rain and because of the clouds. So we'll see lows in the 50s by Saturday morning. I think the showers wrap up early enough Saturday that you get to enjoy the rest of the day. We'll get breaks of sun. It'll be breezy, fairly mild, mid-60s. 70 is a possibility for Saturday somewhere in the state. Not going to last, though. Sunday, we're right back to the blustery weather again. It's going to be sunny, windy, and cold. High temperatures barely to about 50 degrees, and that's probably going to be the story through next week. Below normal temperatures, but at least we'll catch some sunshine along the way. So, you know, Bob, we always talk about how there's a lot going on, and hopefully the weather will be conducive to having some fall fun this week.
Yep, we got some fall festivals, and we've got a sewer main break.
Whoa.
Well, sewer main repairs, if you like that sort of thing, on the Route 1 and 9 approach to the Holland Tunnel. Two lanes are closed. It started this past Thursday morning. It's going to go for at least the next week or two, so we expect a lot of extra traffic this weekend on the 1 and 9 approach to the Holland Tunnel. Only one lane will be open. Elsewhere, it's the 98th running of the Far Hill Steeplechase race at Moreland Farms. Big crowds are always expected there. The hunt always draws big crowds, and with the great fall weather expected for Saturday, you're going to expect a lot of traffic along Route 202, 206, and Route 23 all day on Saturday. It's also homecoming day at the Rutgers football game versus Northwestern. 12 noon start time at Piscataway, so expect a lot of traffic around the High Point Solutions Stadium starting earlier before noon. And on Sunday, can the Jets make it three wins in a row? They've got their chance against the Vikings. Game time at 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. A lot of traffic expected around the stadium.
So there you go. Plenty to do. Weather looks pretty good, and hopefully the traffic is in your favor as well. Remember, you can get traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes, all day, every day on New Jersey 101.5, and download our free mobile app for instant notifications, too.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.